You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so I have Stephen Drum on the line. He's retired Navy SEAL, Master Chief, speaker, and consultant over at Breaching Leadership. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Really appreciate you having me on.
Oh man, this topic that you pick, we were talking the pre-show, and I'm like, you know, obviously you picked this topic because I couldn't have. So how to prepare and execute in high stakes moments. These interviews that I do all day are the opposite of high stakes moments because they're all edited and recorded and all this good stuff. So I'm like, man, I'm excited to get into this with you. But before we do that, Steve, I want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Breaching Leadership. So tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Adam. Yeah, I essentially help individuals and organizations, you know, really get the best out of themselves and out of their people in terms of just making sure that you are looking at being at, when you look at being at your best, there is a comprehensive strategy that I feel that you need to use. And so when I work with clients, typically it's sales leaders, executive leaders. We go give them a process where they can really start to use certain techniques that I learned in the military and I've also used from performance psychology organizations, sports organizations, to, you know, put that into a plan that they can execute with.
So, you know, at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave your contact info, whether it's your website, social, wherever, however you want to connect on LinkedIn, however you think is the best way for somebody to connect that wants to learn more about Breaching Leadership. But I do want to make sure that the right types of individuals and or organizations do follow up. So what are the type of, individuals or organizations that are typically a good fit to work with Breaching Leadership?
Typically, it's sales and sales managers is who's been really reaching out to work with me. And then, of course, I also really like to work with, within the organization, the emerging leaders or the ones that you want to groom for leadership. Of course, in the military, we always believe that, you know, leadership starts almost from day one. And so I think I really enjoy setting the table for effective leadership right at the right through the door. And so I help organizations with that. And then, of course, sometimes I'll also work with the executive leaders as well to make sure they're fully connected, that their vision, that their strategy is implemented at the very lowest levels effectively.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think that's a great transition. So let's dive right into this topic. So how to prepare and execute in high stakes moments. Again, just being honest, I'm not in those situations often. So I need your take on this because one day I may be. So where do you want to start with? This is a big topic.
Yeah, no, it is. And so, you know, when people bring me in to talk or do workshops, of course, I'm going to tell stories about the extreme examples. Because that's fun. It's interesting for a lot of people. And, you know, when life or death is on the line, the bullets are flying. What I like to connect with that, what I like to translate is that the way the brain works is often, you know, we don't discern that difference between an actual danger and those other times where the other things, you know, where we just simply want to be at our best, right? Whether it's jobs, reputation, it's a deal, any of those moments where we just want to put our best foot forward. We want to be able to make very focused, composed and clear decisions and sound decisions, we need to show up in that moment fully prepared and with the right mindset. And so that's really where, where I help.
That's awesome. And so, there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening right now. And that's a lot of my core audience. What are some things that, and again, in a 10 to 15 minute podcast interview, we know you can't solve all our problems. So this isn't a loaded question, but I do want to try to give, people just a little bit of something that they can think about working on today. What's that low hanging fruit that like anybody can do? Because there's got to be something that everybody can do.
For sure. Yeah. And ultimately, right, you want people, if you want people to be at their best, it starts with that fundamental, that level of commitment. Like people have to be willing to invest into themselves, into the processes of the organization, into the team. But I was just doing a virtual keynote the other day, and I like to usually send out a survey question or two before I meet with the team. And, and I find is, this is certainly true with this software, IT solutions organization, that they are very, very professional. So when I ask them, how do you prepare for your high stakes moments, for your sales calls, your presentations, whatever that is, I had a lot of really interesting responses. People use yoga, people use exercise, people use mindfulness, meditation, breathing, and it's all a lot of the same stuff that I teach. What I offer is a lot of those techniques. I offer probably a lot more techniques than they're already using, and I put it in a comprehensive program that basically from start to finish, which not only prepares them using, I like to use performance psychology techniques such as mental rehearsal or visualization, very specific and helpful kind of self-talk, as well as goal setting and mindfulness meditation. And breathing is a function of that too when we really get stressed, is using the physiologically being able to lower that arousal, that energy, so we can stop, bring us down from the red zone when we really get angry or scared, and we're back on track. We're focused. We're talking ourselves through what we need to do to ultimately meet that objective, as well as just being able to be present and be able to take that beat, take that pause, and consider what's going on in your environment, looking around and getting the temperature of the room, making sure that the people that when you're putting something out, when you're offering something, that they're picking up what you're putting down, that they're engaged, that you're still on track with saying the right thing, doing the right thing. And mindfulness, as I mentioned before, is a big part of that. I never thought I'd be a retired Navy SEAL talking about meditation. I kind of thought that'd be like for the
I was going to say, man, you blew my mind on a lot of my misconceptions and stereotypes already that I had on this. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's talking about mindfulness, he's going to give me some tactics. And it's like, wait a minute, but you're right, obviously. I'm not questioning that. And I'm like, no, it's spot on. And hearing it coming from somebody like yourself, who has your background, I mean, to me, it's so important for not just myself, not just my audience, but for myself, because it reaffirms some of those things. Sometimes when somebody says something, you need to hear it from somebody else, and then it finally clicks,
Yeah, well, let me walk you through kind of what that looks like. And so back to what you just said, but, I went to – back to this – I've been up in Chicago for a couple of years now, and I retired out of here, actually, with my last assignment in the Navy. But, we took a trip back to the SEAL teams in the East Coast, and, there's what they call mind gyms, where they go in there and they sharpen their mental skills. They have yoga and meditation rooms. And it's simply for no other reason than the science proves that it's effective. And so I take that, and that's almost like the strength training or the bodybuilding for the frontal cortex part of your brain. It helps sharpen focus, and it helps with the emotional regulation and awareness. But let's say you've got a pitch coming up, or you've got a really, really important sales call. You want to put yourself in that room well in advance of that moment. And so you're going to mentally rehearse what that looks like. You're going to make it very vivid and controlled. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to close my eyes. What am I going to feel with my senses? What am I going to hear? I'm going to hear pens clicking. I'm going to hear maybe paper turning. I'm going to hear some muffled voices outside. I'm going to see, what is that person wearing? What do they look like? What do I smell? I smell coffee. Just that kind of stuff. We put ourselves in that room as realistically as possible, and we run through what that scenario looks like. We run through us executing it well, and we also run through envisioning some of the potential hurdles or pitfalls. But fundamentally, ultimately, we make sure that we always end that exercise with the desired outcome. And we also have a mantra that will develop. So if we've done the work, if we put the work in, we should have an added level of confidence. And so we have a little mantra, or we call performance statement, where we go through and we talk ourselves through how well prepared and what we did to prepare. We're also going to talk ourselves through what our ultimate objective is, right? You go in with a game plan. All of a sudden, things change. Life goes off script. You can't execute that game plan. But ultimately, you probably really want to stay focused and engaged on what's best for that customer or what's best for that relationship in the long term. And so that situation, you have to be in the driver's seat and use your situational awareness to make sure that you're making the right decisions that ultimately serve both your interest and the customer's interest.
Man, this is awesome. And I could talk to you about this stuff all day, Steve, but we're about out of time on this one. And I'm just like, oh, come on, give me more. I know you got more, but we're about out of time. That being said, if somebody is listening to this, Steve, and they want more information on connecting with you on the consulting or on speaking or anything else, just to follow your work over at Breaching Leadership, what's the best way for them to follow up?
Yeah, I mean, people want to have a leadership discussion. You're welcome to hit me up on LinkedIn. If you want to talk about anything leadership-wise, performance-wise, I'm happy to have the conversation. And that's Steve at StephenDrum.com, StephenDrum.com.
Fantastic. And let's leave that one more time, email address, because I know the first time they were trying to get their pen, they're shuffling around like, oh, my God, this is the part I was supposed to be writing down. What is that again, please?
Steve at StephenDrum.com, or just go to StephenDrum.com and hit contact, and it's StephenDrum, like the instrument.com.
Perfect. Well, Steve, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Breaching Leadership. So great stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Steve, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. That was a real pleasure.